Hello, I'm Janet Davis, and welcome to Food Plus Freedom. Today is March 5th, 2024, episode 23. They're coming after your baking supplies. 9 baking supplies and what's in them, plus solutions and alternatives. Remember, Food Plus Freedom is a solution-based podcast and website for freedom-loving people just like you, where you get solutions about food, supplies, and finding freedom for your family without always being dependent on big government, big business, or big agriculture. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. Plus, don't forget to visit our website at foodplusfreedom.com for more podcasts, podcast show notes, videos, articles, and while you're there, sign up for our free newsletter, which gives you more information and is sent to your inbox every Tuesday. Social media. We are on Twitter, True Social, YouTube, all at Food Plus Freedom. Plus, we're on Rumble and Podbean at foodplusfreedom.podbean.com. You can find all of our videos and podcasts on both YouTube and Rumble. Don't forget to stay to the end of the show for the tip of the day. Now, on with the show. Episode 22, they're coming after your baking supplies. Calling all homesteaders, bakers, and anyone who likes to cook or bake from scratch. The agenda is coming after us through food ingredient changes. We already knew that. Now they're coming after our individual ingredients we use for healthy, from-scratch food. The good news is enough people are eating from scratch that we've alarmed the food system. I'm sure they're thinking, oh no, these people are getting around being poisoned. Let's get them. The bad news? They're coming after us. The good news is we can fight back easier than they can come after us because we have the skills and knowledge to eat from scratch. It's not feasible to grow all of our own food unless we are willing to do without. And yes, there are things I do without, but when it comes down to some basic needs for making our own, we all tend to buy it. Even if we are buying organic, they are still adding crap to it. And the more I read about what's going on in the organic industry, the more I want to find a new planet. Anybody want to go? And take like-minded people with me. But that isn't going to happen anytime soon, is it? As far as the organic, it's the best we can do. There's several different organic labels besides USDA organic. There's also another label called Real Organic. We'll get into some of those in a different episode. Anyhow, I have 9 ingredients that we all bake with at one time or another that the food industry is ruining, and I've got some alternatives for you so we're not effective. So, let's go. Number 1, yeast, as in baker's yeast. And not to be confused with nutritional yeast. They are 2 different things. Brewer's yeast and baker's yeast are similar depending upon the alcohol you're making, but I'm just going to stick to the packaging of baker's yeast. Baker's yeast is actually the common name for the strain of yeast used in baking. It's a leavening agent, aka it makes things rise. I don't know about you, but I buy it by the pound. Yes, I use that much of it throughout the year, and I have for many, many years. It comes in several options or names, like active, dry, rapid rise, instant dry, quick rise, fresh yeast cakes, just to name a few. When I discovered what was going on with the butter, as you'll recall, I found out we were having natural flavors added to it. I went back and started reading everything in my house to find my lack of rereading labels was a huge downfall for me. If you haven't already listened to episode 14, go back and listen to it. It's about rereading labels. You really should hear it. What should be in your yeast? Well, yeast, nothing more. In my yeast, I found yeast and, depending on the packaging, other ingredients as well. Of course, I went down a rabbit hole to find out what else other companies were adding to the yeast. And no, it didn't matter if the yeast was organic or not. The following are ingredients I found in different packages in my house and online. Depending on the manufacturer, depending on the combination, all had yeast. Saccharomyces cerevisiae. Yes, I butchered that. I'll just say yeast. And yes, there are some companies that only have yeast or baker's yeast in the ingredients. And I'm going to have to order some offline. And I haven't found any in large packages yet, but we're going to do the best we can. Maybe this is a good time for me to learn how to do sourdough. Just thinking about it. I've done it before, but it may be a better option to do it a lot. So here are the ingredients in the yeast packages I found. Again, not all of them had all of everything. But here's the list. Ascorbic acid, also known as vitamin C. It's added to help the yeast work better. There are tons of natural ingredients to make yeast work better, like ginger or apple cider vinegar, that you can add. Why would I want the company to add it to the yeast, especially since I don't know where it came from? Even if it's organic yeast, it doesn't say organic ascorbic acid. The next ingredient, see if I can pronounce this one. Sorbitan monostearate. It's a food-grade vegetable-based emulsifier. An emulsifier helps mix substances together that normally don't mix, like mixing oil and water. Wait a minute. When I read this, I thought, that's a crock. Sure, when you dump the yeast in the water, though I recommend adding it with flour, just how I do it, but it'll float if you put it in water. But as soon as you add flour and mix the yeast, it starts to ferment. It starts to dissolve. It's supposed to. You don't need an emulsifier. You don't need anything added to make your yeast better that's from the company. My solution? Buy baker's yeast that only has yeast in it. Or learn to make wild or sourdough bread. Something I alluded to a few minutes ago, we're going to start doing here. Again, I am currently looking for large quantities of just yeast, but we'll be getting serious about sourdough and wild yeast breads. Good thing for me, there is a baker in my family that knows how to make her sourdough. Another ingredient is wheat. In the organic yeast, yes, this was in organic yeast. Sounds like a filler to me. Why would I want to add wheat to my yeast that I'm adding to my wheat for my bread? I don't need extra wheat in my yeast for my bread. And again, I don't know where it's coming from. Those are the ingredients as they're adding to your yeast. Wheat, sorbitan monostearate, ascorbic acid, vitamin C, when all we really need is yeast. Number two, baking soda or sodium bicarbonate makes baked goods rise when it's mixed with acidic and produces a carbon dioxide. This is used not instead of yeast. It is used in anything that you're baking with that you want to rise that you don't use yeast in. It's a different kind of rising agent. I didn't find any packages that said contains aluminum, but I did find several articles that said baking soda is 99% pure. Well, what's the other 1%? I did find one baking soda company that was referred to as multi-purpose baking soda, which included cornstarch, bicarbonate soda, sodium aluminum sulfate, and monocalcium phosphate, which seems to align more with baking powder than baking soda. So yeah, I'd stay away from that. It says you can clean with it, which you can, and you can put it in your food, which I wouldn't want to. Solution, buy non-aluminum baking soda. I've never used any substitutions, but I did find several online, such as whipped egg whites, which is supposed to help plump up anything you're baking. And this is one that I'm definitely going to try as soon as I make my next batch of pancakes, and then I will report back. Number three, baking powder is another leavening agent for cooking. There is aluminum and aluminum free. Unlike baking soda, baking powder contains sodium aluminum if it doesn't specifically say aluminum free. Other ingredients that I found were as follows. Remember, this is the list I found between several different manufacturers, and not all of them have everything that I'm going to list. Cornstarch. Remember, if it's not organic, it's most likely genetically engineered. Monocalcium phosphate. It's an inorganic chemical compound. Inorganic chemical compound. That means it's synthetically made. Baking soda, which we've talked about above. Acidic pyrophosphate, which helps leavening through lowering the pH. I've been playing around lately with not using baking powder anymore at all. Here are some solutions I've tried and I've also found. You have to be careful not to add too much baking soda, or it makes whatever you're cooking very salty. You also have to make sure you lower your salt in your recipe, or it really becomes salty. Here's some solutions. Lemon juice and baking soda. A half a teaspoon of lemon juice with a fourth teaspoon of baking soda. Molasses and baking soda. A fourth a cup of molasses with a fourth a teaspoon of baking soda. Got the same amount of liquid to keep it consistent, and beware of the sweeter taste. I have not tried that one. Vinegar and baking soda. Add a half a teaspoon of vinegar and a fourth a teaspoon of baking soda. Watch for consistency again. Yes, it's the old volcano that we used to do with the kids for a science project. I have used that. Yogurt and baking soda. Add a half a cup of yogurt to your wet ingredients and an extra fourth teaspoon of baking soda to your dry ingredients. Make sure you remove half of a cup of wet ingredients for consistency, or you'll need to add more flour. I have not tried that one either, but I will. When I say watch for consistency, because you're taking out a liquid or you're taking out a dry ingredient and substituting the other, you may need to add more flour or add a little more water or take a little flour out. So there's a couple ways to get around baking soda. Right. There's a couple ways for you to get around baking powder. Number four, white sugar. There isn't anything added to your sugar, your white sugar, but you should be aware of the types of sugar you're cooking with. You want to make sure you're using pure cane sugar. If it's not pure cane, it's probably beet sugar, and about 85% of beets grown in the United States are GMO, or as they call it now, bioengineered or genetically engineered. They are also very heavily sprayed with pesticides. Pure cane sugar is more granular than beet sugar. It's what sugar is supposed to look like and taste like, at least in my book. That's how it was when I was growing up. White sugar or table sugar is made by removing all of the molasses from the sugar. You can get organic sugar, so you know the process didn't include synthetic chemicals. If you don't want to use sugar, you can substitute raw honey or maple syrup. I do this all the time. Just a note, if you use honey versus maple syrup, honey makes everything more dense and heavy. You can get the taste of the sweetness from both the raw honey and the maple syrup. I think the maple syrup is a little sweeter. And I'm talking about real maple syrup. That's just maple sap boiled down to syrup. Nothing added. If you're swapping out honey, you'll need to use less honey than sugar, usually about 3/4 of the amount. You may also need to add more baking soda because of the density of the honey. You may want a little bit more of a rise. The flavor of honey also changes quite a bit depending on where the bees were running around, so keep that in mind when you're baking with it. You'll need to subtract the same amount of liquid you added for the honey so that your consistency is the same. And remember, when baking baked goods with honey, you usually want to lower the temperature on your oven 25 degrees. It may take a little longer to cook, but honey tends to brown and it looks like it's burning faster. Also remember, honey adds a coloring to your baked goods that sugar does not. Depending on the color of the honey will depend on the coloring. If you're using maple syrup, follow the same rules above with one exception. Maple syrup is thinner than honey, so really watch your consistency. You may need to take out more liquid or add a little more flour. I bake with both honey and maple. Sometimes it's a lot of trial and error, which just gives me an excuse to bake a little bit more. And as I said earlier, I prefer baking with the maple syrup instead of the honey because I find that the density is the same. I can make it sweeter a little bit faster. And, well, my family just likes it better. So number 5, brown sugar. Brown sugar is white sugar with the molasses in it. It comes in dark and light brown sugar. Some brands leave the molasses in it while others take out the molasses and add it back in. It never made any sense to me why a company would take out good stuff nature gave us just to put it back in so we had it. I'm guessing it's because they're not putting everything back in they took out so they get to make money off of it. I'm also guessing that what they're putting back in isn't as pure as what nature would get, but that's just my speculation. Brown sugar is used for flavoring in baking. Ingredients from different manufacturers have sugar, molasses, cane molasses, and brown sugar listed. It makes me wonder why some are brown sugars and others say molasses and brown sugar. Are they adding both of them back in? I don't know. Alternatives? You can take molasses and white sugar. For each light cup of brown sugar, use 1 cup of white sugar and 2 teaspoons of molasses. Now you're adding your own molasses back in and you can choose what kind of molasses you're putting in. For dark brown sugar, you'll do 1 cup of white sugar with 1 tablespoon of molasses. You can play with it and it does work. You can also just use honey and maple syrup as you would to replace white sugar. Replace the brown sugar as well. Number 6, vanilla extracts. It's used for flavoring in your baking. And if you knew it or not, there are 2 different types of vanilla. Vanilla bean or artificial vanilla flavoring. Vanilla bean or real vanilla includes water, cane alcohol, and vanilla bean. Artificial vanilla or vanillin or imitation vanilla is ingredients are water, sugar, artificial flavor, citric acid, sodium benzoate, caramel coloring, and a side note, vanilla that is artificially derived is called vanillin in your products and is often made by byproducts of the wood pulp industry. That just sounds gross. Just saying that, I'm eating something that's from the byproduct of the wood industry, meaning the wood industry as in people who are making my bookshelves? Gross. Well, instead of going through all those weird and odd ingredients, let's just stick with real vanilla bean. And in the tip of the day, I will tell you how you can make it. Other extracts, you see them on the shelf. They're in different flavors, such as almond, lemon, etc. If you need to use one of the flavorings, use one that is a real flavor. Because just like vanilla, if it is not real, it has all those extra flavorings in it. If you need to use almond extract and they don't have real almond extract, use almonds grounded up for some extra flavor. If you need lemon, use a little bit of a lemon. Right. Number 8, colors. Baking can be much more fun, especially icing, when you use colors. Do not use artificial colors. Whenever you see colors that are bright for food, it's a chemical-based petroleum color. You are not a car, a truck, or a tractor. You do not need petroleum-based anything in your body, and it's very toxic. Also avoid polysorbate 80, which is a synthetic chemical as well. I found this in some products that touted no artificial dyes and plant-based food coloring, but there it was, polysorbate 80. Instead, use an organic or non-GMO brand that uses fruits and vegetables for the coloring. If you can't read, it's just like anything else. Don't use it. Other items that you can use for coloring are the same foods that these manufacturers use for coloring, like ground up beets makes a red color. Ground up carrots and soaked makes an orange color. So instead of using those fake colorings, use natural ones or make some of them yourself. Number 9, butter. I've talked about this before, but watch out for natural flavoring in your butter. Many times baking, we take it for granted that we want unsalted butter, and it seems that the unsalted butter is the biggest issue with having added natural flavorings, so avoid it. What kind of natural flavorings are they going to be adding to butter? I have no idea. Butter is made from cream. Cream. Just cream. That's it. And it was in organic brands as well. The biggest thing is that it was in unsalted butter, not salted butter. A lot of times we want to bake with unsalted butter because then we know we get an exact amount of butter. And the salt also makes some of our goodies taste a little bit different or flatter or something, but learn to bake with salted butter instead of buying unsalted with natural flavors in it. You can leave the salt out. That always helps. You might have to make some adjustments with a few other ingredients, but don't use butter if it's got natural flavors in it. And I'm going to give you a bonus 10 today, which isn't specifically a baking item, but it's about all fats and oils. Stay away from vegetable oil, canola oil, Crisco oil, and seed oil like sunflower seed. They are extremely processed, and if you're using olive oil, make sure it's real. There have been articles in the news about some companies in the olive oil industry adding some seed oil to it. It makes it so the olive oil doesn't change its taste or its burn factor, but you get more of it. I contacted an olive oil company in Arizona who grows their own olives and inquired because their bottle did not have that seal on it. They said they knew there was an issue and no, they wouldn't dare put anything into their olive oil except for olive oil made from their olives. So if you don't see the little red sticker on it from About Olive Oil, contact the farmer and they will let you know. It's another situation that costs farmers money and they may not be able to do it because of their size. Alternatives: learn to use tallow, which is fat from beef, as in a cow, or lard, which is fat from a pork, coconut oil that is pure, which means it's solid, and real butter without anything added to it for your fats. Lastly, flour is an entirely different animal, or shall I say grain in itself. We will be doing some podcasts and articles and videos about flour, the different types of flour, grinding it from scratch, buying it, and all of its worth very, very soon. So hold tight. Thank you for listening. Remember, homesteading is a peace of mind, not a piece of land, and anyone can do it. This is Janet Davis from Food Plus Freedom. Hang tight for the tip of the day. So, do you want to make your own vanilla bean extract? Well, you can. All you need is at least 40% alcohol or 80 proof, 10 organic vanilla beans, 1.75 milliliters of alcohol, any kind, and time. Do not gyp yourself on the time factor. As for alcohol, yes, you can buy organic. You might have to look for it a little bit, but it's out there. If you choose a clear alcohol compared to a dark alcohol, this will affect the coloring of the vanilla. My favorite is spiced rum, but you can use any type of alcohol you like, providing it's in a glass jar. Do not use alcohol in plastic containers. So this is how you do it. Slice your vanilla beans from top to bottom, lengthwise, directly in half. Leave the beans and everything inside of the beans for the best flavor. You have just sliced this all the way down the bean so that everything inside is exposed. You might have to take a little bit of the alcohol out of the jar for everything to fit. Drop all 20 halves into the alcohol, close the alcohol up, and set it in a dark, cool area. Make sure you label your bottle with your start date and your estimate end date. I've used vanilla made in this manner within 6 months, and it was okay, only because I was out and I needed some. 1 year is perfect for my tastes, and I have a friend of mine that likes 18 months. Cooking while drinking might take on a whole new meaning with this vanilla bean extract. When it's time to use the vanilla, either use half the amount the recipe calls for or do half extract to water. Now you know. Until next time.